Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to Hi FM's Overdrive. My name is Chad Thomas, and it's time for our very important afternoon conversation with Dr. Daniel Israel. Doc, how are you doing today?
Hi, Chad. Yeah, well, how are you doing?
Doc, you know what? I should have taken the advice of Dr. Shabir Jiva, who was on late yesterday and told us not to watch too much news. I've been watching too much news today, and I must be honest, it's quite scary listening to this second mutation. Tell us more about what's going on in this whole pandemic.
So, I mean, interestingly, Chad, we're seeing, you may have seen on the news that there are only a few countries that actually have identified this mutation. And the UK mutation, as I may have mentioned to you, is different to the South African one. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily worse, either of them. But it just shows how the potential of how over months in each country, how this virus can change. Interestingly, so you know, it's four or five countries that have identified a mutation, and we do know that this mutation seems to be far catchier than the previous one. But like I said yesterday, only through direct spritz droplets still, and we are seeing a greater number of even like at the moment. I just saw a headline recently of hospitalizations, for example, in the Western Cape than there were even in the first pandemic. Which is exactly what happened in the Spanish flu initially. So the scary part there is that, you know, there certainly may be potential for a much larger second wave than we had in the first wave in South Africa.
So something very interesting I saw on international news earlier is that America don't know whether any mutated virus is within their borders, because they've only tested the sequence of all tests that have come in to half a decimal point. So it's something like 50,000 of 17 million tests that they've actually analyzed sequentially. I don't know what that means. Perhaps you can fill us in what they mean by sequence.
So in a genome or in a virus, there are just like in the other genetic material, there are a whole lot of sequences of proteins, and they map out the proteins to see where the spike proteins are, to see where, in simple language, the shape of the virus. Let's just put it in simple terms. And they've seen quite a significant change in this new mutation. But we don't know yet, like we said yesterday, whether this is actually going to cause a big difference in the clinical presentation. In other words, does it mean that if you get the new corona, so to speak, will it be very different to the old corona? And we are hoping that it's not going to make a big difference. Obviously, where it has a big practical implication on us as citizens, and is that countries that haven't picked up this mutation will be very wary of South Africans, because they may be carrying the new virus. And like we've seen, for example, in Israel, how they have are shutting their borders at the moment, and they certainly don't want this new mutation to be in their country. So, this will make it more difficult for South Africans.
Dr. Israel, as usual, thank you. We look forward to chatting again tomorrow. And just stay safe. Dr. Daniel Israel is a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at the Blueberg Medical Center in Johannesburg, and he very kindly keeps us up to date on what's happening with the pandemic.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.